Trying on Tobias by Jackie Cannon. Read by Gary Furlong. They'll regret this. Wrenching me out of the lodge, forcing me into a metal tube and tossing me so carelessly into this putrid place. And boy, is it putrid, with all these different coloured people milling about. I had to sit next to one mid-air while she chewed on her gristly meatballs, mouth open, eyes boggling. I was taught to close my mouth when eating. It's really not that difficult. I shuffle with the herd, trying not to touch anyone, until we spew out into arrivals. The strip lights, buzzing yellow, are already making me feel queasy, hot around the neck. You'll see your name on a sign. Go with the man holding it. Yeah, and I know exactly who the man is. Mr. Specialist, third this year. But apparently this one is different because he practices in London. He'll think he can fix me, of course. Find the old empathy centre. I scan the signs beyond the ribboned barriers. Lots of them. Welcome to the Big Smoke, Katrina Jenkins. Here for Mr. Bushanji. Congratulations, Team Dulwich. You are the champions. Dr. Hogarth for Stephen Burrows. Excuse me? Who the fuck is Stephen Burrows? It's Stephen with a V. What a fucking arsehole getting my name wrong. You need to start showing some respect. I've a good mind to. I scrutinize him, this Dr. Hogarth. Sarcastic smile, dull-eyed, tweedy, just like the rest. He'll live in a character property, Natch, with stressed floorboards and exposed brickwork, million-pound hovel. He'll have a dog, Fleas, and he'll be waiting for Stephen to approach him, reporting for fucking duty. But little does he know, Stephen has just given his escort the slip. Well, not the slip exactly. The escort is having his luggage searched, and there is no way Stephen is going to hang around waiting for him. Anyhow, there's something round here I find far more interesting than Dr. Hogarth. She's standing some way back, with a neutral expression on her face, not grinning like most of the idiot Cheshire cats around here. Her hair is dark and her skin white, an excellent juxtaposition of tone, coffee and cream. Her glasses are thick, but best of all, she's small, fragile, and she's holding up a sign for Tobias. Hello, I mumble. She focuses on me. Sorry? I'm Tobias. She's staring at me now. Maybe she's met Tobias before, or seen a photo, or been given a description. Well, if that's the case, I'll walk away. I might even introduce myself to the goofy doctor. Tobias? Is she flushing around the cheeks? I've been dying to meet you. She's been dying to meet me. You've been dying to meet me. That's nice. That's... Your car is cramped inside, and there's an irritating creak every time you change gear. You keep taking little glances at me as you drive. What are you hiding under that woolen dress? A skinny neck, I bet. Tiny shoulders. Crushable hips. How was the flight? How was the flight, you say? All right. And the food? Getting better these days, do you reckon? No, I don't fucking reckon. Yes, it was adequate. There's not much of an aroma to you, is there? From this distance, anyway. Maybe close up you'll smell a little creamy. Perhaps vanilla notes. I hope everything will be to your liking, Tobias. Thank you, I'm sure it will. A half smile from you. Feeling more comfortable around me now, are you? Have you been to London before? For work? No, I haven't. So it's Tobias the businessman, is it? Tobias has a seminar in the city tomorrow morning and you're putting him up. You're greedy like that, exploiting newcomers to your city by renting out a room in your posh house. More fool you. Though it's not really relevant, is it? What? That you've never been to London? Why are you smirking? What's so funny about that? And why is your car so stifling? It's disgusting you can't be bothered to put air conditioning on for your guest. You're a rude bitch, aren't you? That crawling feeling is back under my skin, and my blood's pumping too fast. My meds are still with the escort. Shouldn't matter, as long as you don't upset me. I mean, I chose you, so you'd better treat me with respect. I was hoping for something a little more Gucci. You live in London, for Christ's sake. But this is a dump. At least we have nice lamps in the lodge, not solitary light bulbs hanging from the ceiling. Can't you be bothered getting a light shade? And, jeez, the stench of damp is catching my throat and there's no escaping from it because your flat is in the goddamn basement and there's no air. You're gonna pay for this. Why are you gesturing at that sofa? It's full of holes, and I know there'll be something living in the fabric, but you want me to sit down on it? No way. I'm staying standing. You'll never know how much I appreciate you agreeing to this. I was so very excited when we connected. Oh, were you now? So it's a blind date, is it? A blind date with Tobias. How predictable. Got him off the internet, did you? Got me off the internet. But no photo swap to enhance the anticipation. Plenty of photos of you in here, though, aren't there? Little Miss Prissy, riding a horse, sitting in a cafe with Mummy and Daddy, collecting some trophy for some tedious achievement. Dull, 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 dull. I suppose it's pretty niche what we do. Not something you want to shout about from the rooftops. Yeah, I'd want to keep it quiet too, you little hussy. If you're making plans in advance for a fuck, you can't complain if someone gets carried away, can you? I'm thinking, blindfolded, handcuffed, pinned down on that table over there. Better still, I'm liking the look of that cupboard under the sink. I reckon we could squeeze you in there and nail the doors shut.
Down there.
Down there, you say? All right, down there it is. All these stupid little steps. I didn't know basement flats had cellars. Perfect for what I have in mind. You'll be wishing you'd never taken my word for it. Tobias. As if I'd have a name like Tobias. And here we are in the dark, though there's a faint glow from the candle you've just lit. How romantic. What are all those buckets? The high chair, that's novel. And those dark stains splashed up the walls, across the floor. Where have you gone? Trying to tease me, are you? Shall we just get down to business? Let's get down to bloody business. If there was just more light so I could see what I was doing. If I could just get hold of your scrawny little neck and... Ow! What's that in my arm? A needle? Makes it easier, Tobias, when I cut.
Hang on a minute. Like we agreed. You're coming round now. As I explained to you, the injection knocks you out temporarily as it dilates your blood vessels.
I can't speak. Can't move my limbs.
I have to admit, I've never had one before who wanted to be tied and gagged, but I'm glad it excites you. Me too. When I cut, I'm going to let your right hand free so you can, you know.
No. No, I don't know.
Pleasure yourself. Or are you left-handed?
Get me out of this high chair. Why am I tied into a high chair?
I'm quite overwhelmed, to be honest. It's rare to get any interest. I got the idea from that thing in the news years back. You know, the German guy offering himself up as a meal to a cannibal.
Oh, sweet Lord.
But that's tawdry. Our interests transcend that, don't you think? I get upset when people call it a fetish, don't you?
She's pulling something out of her pocket.
It's not a fetish. It's an imperative. There are lots like me.
What are you doing with that scalpel? Playing with it, staring at my neck.
They usually expect me to use my canines, like in the films, but what a load of nonsense. This is far more efficient. Though I warn you, I'm not very good at controlling the spurt.
Listen, I need to tell you something. I'm not Tobias. I'm Stephen with a V. And you're moving in now with the scalpel, and I really need to clear this up. Read the notes here in my pocket. I'm supposed to show them to people when I get the crawling feeling and haven't had my meds. Please read them, please, 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 you'll see. Lots of big words, delusional paranoia, inappropriate thought patterns, uncontrolled association paths. But look again, incapable of following them through, conditioned benign, not a tangible threat.
You've caught. Is that my blood spurting all over you? All over your snow white skin? You're saving some in buckets, but your lips are parted too. And you're drinking, feeding your face with my blood. Tobias's blood. And there's no going back. No going back.